Electrification of rail line call. Calderdale councillors are calling for electrification of the Calder Valley rail line to be a priority for the government. Following cancellation of the northern leg of the HS2 rail scheme, the government should be pressured to push the Calder Valley line to the top of the list, they said. But it was a Labour amendment to the Conservatives' original motion which won majority support at the meeting of Calderdale Council. Conservative group leader, Councillor Stephen Lee Ryburn, said there was never any doubt electrification was what was needed, and with electrification of the Transpennine route, the other rail link across the Pennines, the case was even more compelling. This is now strategically important, because if we electrify, we have got alternative routes across the Pennines, he said. Councillor Lee said this gave options when transport problems arose. And supporting him, Councillor Howard Blagborough, Conservative, Brighouse, said, "We need to modernise it as part of encouraging people to use public transport." But Councillor Scott Patient, Labour, Calder, Cabinet Member for Climate Action, Active Travel and Housing, said, although all agreed a key message of getting funding in as soon as possible, a note of reality had to be introduced. Unfortunately, the Conservative government approach towards investment in rail infrastructure in the north of England has been characterised by a string of broken promises, he claimed. Councillor Felicity Isott, Conservative, Ryburn, argued her group's proposal to request the council's leader, Chief Executive, Mayor of West Yorkshire, Tracy Brabin, and other senior West Yorkshire Combined Authority leaders to write to the Minister for Transport asking for electrification of the line to be prioritised was a case of deeds, not words. But council leader, Councillor Jane Scullion, Labour, Ludenden Foot, said it was like Groundhog Day hearing government railway promises. Councillors approved Labour's resolution that the council would not put up with being ignored by central government and would continue to fight for decent rail services, including working with Mayor Brabin, the Combined Authority and government departments to push for line electrification.